Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hi, baddies. Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday of all Tuesdays.
It's the Tuesday of all Tuesdays. Save your booze. This is a classy episode.
I'll
take that back. I don't think anything we do is classy, but we're talking about engagements today and engagement stories. And, you know, I think everybody loves a good engagement story. Like when you find out someone has a big rock on their finger, the first thing you say is,
How'd it happen?
How'd you do it? There's so much pressure on that.
One of the first things that I said when I got engaged was, I feel so French. I'm a fiance.
That was
the first thing I said. Like,
yeah. Why, Alan?
Why?
You're great.
He's already
angry. You're doing great.
Why is fiance? Why do we say that? Isn't that French or no?
Or no?
I have no idea. I'm about to look this up. I've never thought about that before ever.
That's a good point. It does have the little like.
It is French.
Thingy on
fiance
it.
Is a French word.
So you don't have to say it French. Fiance.
But that's how you say it. It's a fiance.
I'm interested because so I just finished Emily in Paris, so I'm very into this now.
Fiance.
So I just looked up. Just the word fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And the dictionary response from the Oxford Dictionary is a man whom someone is engaged to be married.
Oh.
Hmm. What?
So we don't count?
So we need to start a petition?
Oh, my God. So it's fiancé with the one E with the, you know, accent mark over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then fiancé, F-I-A-N-C-E-E. Which means a woman to whom someone is engaged.
Ooh.
To be married.
Ooh, fiancé.
Wow. Wait, I feel gypped. How do I never know this before?
I've never known.
Ever.
Holy shit. I learned something on air today.
Not surprised that the Americans figured out how to butcher that.
Yeah.
But why, Alan? Why does it say why we do this? Like, how did we adapt it from France? Have you seen Emily in Paris, Tracy?
No, but I've heard of it and watched, like, you know, when Netflix tries to get you to watch something and they give you, like, a clip of it.
Even watching romance in France, I just can't get into it.
Is it the French or the romance?
The French.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, that happens.
Like, I get it. You're in a beautiful city, beautiful food. You're always drunk. You're drinking wine. But, like, the men are just so, like, this sounds horrible, but they're so, like, they're more feminine to me. Do you know what I mean?
Well, most European men have more of a feminine.
Yeah.
Well, we're so used to New York and New Jersey guys.
Yeah,
who are
you're
like,
right. Just assholes.
Like, they.
Hey, what do you want for dinner?
Yeah, they wear Tim's and Jordans and we think it's like, it's a night out. Like,
You want to share this twisted tea with
me? Yeah.
The French guys are like, ho, this wine is from the 1800s. I stepped on it with my own toes. And I'm just like.
But they're trying to take Pepe Le Pew away. Like, let us live. That's the only bit of romance I ever had growing up.
Pepe Le Pew.
I can't believe you said that. And my immediate thought went to Frankie's family on Jerseylicious. Because, like, I'm watching season 2 right now.
Yeah.
And there's a moment, like, they eat dinner. And then suddenly both Frankie and his dad both have the cigarette at the table.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I really can't.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I feel like with engagements, the engagement story, there's just, you know, the story is going to be told 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pressure for both parties. I do feel bad for him in some ways because some people are just not creative people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get that.
Or like they're shy or they're nervous to begin with.
Well, men are usually used to being like critiqued.
Yeah.
About everything they do. Because they're going to tell their friends or their mom. And if it's not like up to expectations, they're like, fuck it. I'm just not going to do it because I'm going to fail anyway.
Yes. And I feel like that's why a lot of men drag their feet because we do put all this pressure on it.
Mm-hmm.
And creating this moment. You know, I just had a friend go through this where he waited so much longer and we knew he wanted to do it. We knew he was going to do it. Mm-hmm. He just took forever. And he was trying to find this perfect moment and this perfect way to do it. And she would have been just happier doing it 8 months sooner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would have started getting mad 8 months
Yes.
Later.
That's the thing. That's what happens. Then she gets frustrated and it's like, she's like, I just fucking just give it to me at this point. I do not care. The presentation doesn't matter because you waited too long.
Yeah.
But he was so paranoid trying to find the perfect moment and the perfect thing to do.
How did you get engaged?
Okay.
Why don't I remember this?
Okay. Because you know.
I don't know.
You know I'm
know
awkward
this.
As fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know my story where like my boyfriend put rose petals on the bed and I walked out of the bathroom and I went back in the bathroom because I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know how to act. Okay. So he knows that about me. So. I had literally just come home from food shopping and I had asked Dennis to hang up these three Harry Potter posters.
Wow. Why'd I know?
The ones that are in the hallway here.
Oh, the murder ones.
Yeah.
The crime lab that I walk through. Go ahead.
My mom was like, Jesse, you're going to put Sirius Black on the wall. You've got a baby. She's going to be scared when she sees him. He's a murderer, Jesse. I've got the like three wanted posters of Bellatrix Lestrange, Harry Potter. And serious. And yes, they're a little scary, but they're very cool. But my mom was like, every time this little girl sees these, she's going to be terrified. Yep. I come home from work and Dennis had, I had asked him to do it while I was at work. And he had hung a fucking sheet, like a white sheet over them. And I was like, and he was like, ready for the big reveal. And I was like, are you really making a big deal that you hung posters? Like, like a simple manly task. Like we have to do a reveal. Like I was genuinely annoyed.
Yeah.
I was genuinely annoyed. So I'm like, of course I can't reach because I'm 5 feet tall. I can't get the cloth down. And I finally pull it down and inside the posters, instead of Harry Potter, which now kind of also annoyed me, was will you in one marry us? And the last one, he hand drew a picture of him in Beetlejuice. And I was just like, so not mentally there.
Ready.
Like I was, no, not at all. He called, I hadn't even put my groceries away. And the first thing I said was, is this a fucking joke?
The romance on Jessica.
I thought he was like fucking with me. I wasn't sure. And he was like, no. But the one thing I will say, I'll never forget his voice. Am I going to cry right now?
Wow. What's happening?
I'll never forget his voice when he said, will you marry me? Because he sounded like a little boy. Like he was so nervous.
Because it's hit their moment. Mm-hmm. Like that's why they're like, the wedding is for the female, but the engagement is for the male. This is his fucking time.
Like
she's crying.
I can
crying.
Hear it. I can hear
she's
it.
She's crying.
Because he was just
amazing.
So like.
I want to record it.
What do you call that moment? It's like so.
Vulnerable.
Yeah, vulnerable and like pure.
Yeah,
record me.
I'm sending it to Dennis and saying you're making her cry.
I can't, like, it's weird how nervous you can be in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even knowing, like, with Rachel, I knew she was going to say yes.
Yeah.
I was so fucking nervous. Like, in my mind, it was like, what if she says no? She's
did you actually think of that? What did that cross your mind? Like, what if she says no? I didn't even consider that.
And I was like, I don't know why, because I knew she was going to say yes. Like, there's no doubt in my mind she was going to say yes, except there was. It was such a weird moment because, like, I was there. I could feel everybody. Like, honestly, it was, like, that moment where it was like, oh, shit, I've got butterflies. I kind of want to throw up. I kind of want to, like, not do this, but I'm going to do this. Like,
mm-hmm. It's That's definitely crazy. A lot of pressure. I'll give them a break on this one, the men, because it is. It's a lot. And it's the decision in itself is a lot. You know, the rest of your life to sound so
or
heavy.
7 years and then you get free anyway. I mean, that's what we did.
So, you know, I get it. But yeah, so for me, that was it was really nice because I like if we would have been in public.
Oh, no.
I would have been real weird
She's
about it.
She's not one of those girls for like the attention thing.
Oh, my God.
I can imagine the way you would have cringed.
I just so many friends with their like boyfriends took them to Hoboken to like the pier and like people are around
pretty,
and yes and if it's your thing it's awesome but like I would have just been so red and just so like my face gets hot, you know.
I know you're the most awkward person ever. So
you want to know where fiance actually comes from?
Yes.
So fiance is derived from the French verb fiancere, which means to get engaged, which actually is derived from the Latin term fidere, which means to trust.
Ooh,
whoa. I like that better.
That's heavy, heavy. That's something to consider when you say yes. That's amazing. Yeah, I love that.
I like that a lot.
To trust.
I don't know what that means anymore.
Say, I'm looking forward to some of these stories because like I saw last night my phone was blowing up seeing like all the responses coming through the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope I'm not blowing up someone's spot because I saw at one point something about chilies. And that immediately made me go, there's no fucking way I'm wanting to get proposed to or propose to someone in Chili's.
Wow.
All right. Should we discuss some engagement stories? Because
very excited, yeah.
It's engagement time.
Oh, Jesus.
You better take the time because she will cry if you don't do it right.
I truly don't know how you're married. All right.
If you ever want an R&B album that will make sure you don't have sex.
Yeah. Play this when things get weird. They'll just leave themselves.
All right. Wait, Tracy.
What?
Your engagement was on TV, right?
Yeah.
Was it the real engagement?
Yeah.
The real thing?
Yeah.
Whoa. And he only did it once.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, when Alexa got married, we filmed it four times. Like, yeah.
No, mine was once. What? You filmed it four times?
Yeah. I think she walked down the aisle at least thrice.
Thrice?
It was like, can we just get this right?
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Wait, Alan, you're not there yet. I don't want to, like, spoiler alert, but do you want to just remind us how it happened?
Yeah, sure. So I thought we were going on a date and he was like, okay, so I have a surprise for you. And I was all excited because I was like, oh my God, what is it going to be? And so he like had me cover my eyes or blindfolded me or something. And then we pulled up and I was like, we're at a fucking strip mall. Like, what do you mean? Like, what's a surprise? So he's like, oh, we're going to go in here. Close your eyes. And like I walked in. And then it was a puppy store. He's like, surprise, we're getting a puppy. And I was like, oh my God, like, are you fucking kidding
me? Now that's a dream proposal.
So I was like, oh my God. So I was like, so what one are we getting? And they were like, he's like, I know you always wanted like a teacup Maltese. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, they have one in the back. Should we have, or the lady said, we have a teacup Maltese in the back. Would you like to see her? And I was like, oh my God, yes. So I went and she brought her out and I was like so obsessed with her that I didn't even see the ring on her collar.
Oh my God.
I was like totally oblivious. And then they had to show me and then it hit me and I was like, oh my God, what? And then, oh my God, I was, and then he was like, oh, we should name her Diamond. And I'm like, she's not a stripper, Corey.
Diamond. Diamond the puppy.
I was like, no.
Wait, did you cry?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God, I feel so French. I'm a fiance.
Wait, were you totally shocked?
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought we were getting a puppy.
Like I was going to say that alone.
That was
like,
that was big news for big me. News, I was very excited.
First puppy.
Yeah, it was like our first kid together. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is getting serious. Like really, really serious. We're getting like an animal together. And then it was all a lot that
And
day.
That was Mia?
Mia.
How old is Mia?
9.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Because I was married 7 years ago and I had her a year and a half before that. So she'll be 9 in November, I think.
Who was the first person you called after?
Oh, wait. Brooklyn,
did you not call your parents?
Brooklyn was there. Brooklyn was there.
Whoa, she was?
Yeah, he asked her to be there. Because I said, I was like, if you ever do propose, like, I want one of my friends there just so, like, I could, not, like, in the moment, but just so I could be like, oh, my God, and, like, yeah, hug somebody, like, be excited. But that was, like, I said that in, like, such passing. So it wasn't like, I don't know, it was weird. Anyway, so she was there and she came out and I was like freaking out. And then I called Sammy and then I tried to call my mom a million times, but her phone wasn't picking up. So like then I called my aunt and then my aunt called my mom and my aunt was like, oh my God, did you hear? And like ruined it because I hadn't talked to my mom yet because.
What was her response?
My mom was like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah,
because she had no idea. She had no idea because. What do you call it? Because my aunt had told her before I could get to tell her.
Whoa.
So I was like, yeah, my mom was like so confused. And then like I did like the rounds.
What about your dad?
Everybody else. I did all like the rounds.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I cannot even imagine.
And then the first thing we did is took Mia to like a store and bought her like a little outfit. That was the first thing we did. It was so funny. And then we went out to dinner that night.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It is. It's like such an exciting time. I have to say, to me, the engagement was more exciting than even like babies. Like, it's just everyone, everywhere you go, let me see your ring.
Yes.
That ends so soon. Nobody wants to see it anymore.
And it's so weird because people are like, she said yes is like the big thing, but it's more of like they always want to know how he did it. Like, mm-hmm. It's always about him. And that's why the guy has so much pressure because it's like, yes, of course I said yes, I have the ring, mm-hmm. But he picked the ring. He did everything.
And then, you know, everyone's like, oh, wedding planning. Like, what are you thinking? When are you married?
Bro, we just
got engaged. There's always something to talk about. It's just so exciting. It's just so, like, that is such a fun period of time in your life.
One of my best friends just got engaged in September. And, like, I haven't asked her, like, I think I asked her once. I was like, oh, my God. It was, like, at her 6-month mark. I was like, did you guys start planning anything or whatever, Chrissy and Chris?
Oh yeah.
And she was like, we're just kind of like being engaged. Like we live together. It was kind of like the same
enjoying
thing.
Enjoying it.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm not asking her again because I don't want to like bombard her. But I don't know. It's just weird.
Engagement time. You better take the time. Here we go. Here's some engagement stories straight from the baddies' mouths. I love this. I'd be down for this because I love Christmas. He proposed while picking out a Christmas tree. And he knelt in high snow. Well, I would never pick out a tree in the snow, but that's fine. And kept trying to find a good spot. That's really sweet. I like that.
I love a Christmas Hallmark moment of engagement.
That's literally what that is. He proposed on the lot where our new house was being built. Amazeballs.
I love that. You'll never, ever, you'll be like, we're currently standing where we got
engaged. I love that. Yes. Forever love that. Mm-hmm. Until you end up hating him in 7 years. But yes.
Yeah.
Wow. My fiance proposed when we went to Italy.
Wow. Where? What? How? What's going
on? Oh, my God. He tipped the guy $20. And when he got his phone back, the guy never hit record. Oh.
Oh, my heart. No.
That's fucked up.
That's really fucked
One
up.
Job, bro.
No, yeah.
For $20? What have you been paid $20 to hit a button for 20 seconds? Never in your life. Then you fucked it up. He took me to Times Square, asked one of the tour guides to take a video of it when he tipped the guy $20. And he got, oh my God. Oh, Tracy. Okay. There's this new show I'm watching.
Yes. What is it called?
Shit. It's with the guy and a girl, and you've seen it on your Netflix. And the screen, it's a proposal. That's the preview. That's how I got into it. This is where the idea came from. Okay. Hold on. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Something River. The you would have known.
Oh, okay. It's called The Baker and the Beauty.
Oh yeah, I've seen this.
You have?
Yeah, the whole show. I loved it.
Oh my God.
I was really mad when they canceled it.
Yes. Yeah, so did you see? There's a petition for it to come back. Because all right, so they put it on Netflix because it used to be on like ABC or something.
Yeah, it was on ABC.
People are binge watching it and they're like obsessed with it.
Yes, I loved it. I loved it when it was on TV, not Netflix.
Which, by the way, shows how you change the format of something and it gave life to the show.
Yeah.
Like people, it's the number one show on Netflix. And they canceled it.
He's my type. That guy, he's my type.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little more of like a little scruff, but like, yes, he is my type.
Wow.
Spanish family.
Yeah.
Yes, that's my type right there.
So pretty much the preview for the show, which made me watch the show, is that his girlfriend proposes to him in this restaurant. Makes it like a big thing. Like there's music. She gives like a toast. The whole restaurant's watching and he doesn't respond. And she's just like mouthing with her teeth. And she's like, just fucking say yes. Like, we'll talk about it. That's my thought. I was like, just fucking fake it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a baddie that wrote in. And this is kind of a similar story because he says no in front of the entire restaurant. Yeah. And that's what hooked me in. I was like, okay.
I'm in.
I have to watch this. So this baddie says, he proposed in front of the whole mall. I said yes because I didn't want to embarrass him. And later that night, I told him no.
Mm-hmm. She did it the right way.
That's
not your fault that he did it in front of everybody with not 100% clarity.
Oh,
knowing.
My God.
You only do a public proposal if you know 1,000% you are going to say yes.
Yes, 1,000.
My best friend got engaged at a restaurant in front of all of us, and she was shaking. She was so overwhelmed. And then we had her engagement party immediately after and drank and took shots and blah, blah, blah. It was so fun. And like, we knew she would say yes. He was like, wait, he kept saying like, if I'm being stupid, someone's got to tell me because I'm not proposing in front of all of you. And then her say no. He was like very clear. He's like, somebody tell her, ask her if he proposed. Would you say yes? Just to clarify. This now, is why people have friends. You got to ask.
You know, it's
call
so weird.
A phone a friend.
In one sense, saying no, like if it's done in public. I mean, saying yes, even though you mean no when it done. I get it because there's people watching. You just want to get the fuck out of there. But then like to have to tell him later. Just kidding.
Not only that, like your main proposal, the first time you've ever got proposed is ruined because you're like, I don't even want it.
Oh my God, I think of like proposal PTSD. Yeah. You better do it right.
Like, I can't imagine proposing, having that high of, she said yes, only to get home and it'd be like, listen. Yeah.
Wait, it's the gritting of the teeth for me. Listen.
We got at the talk. Mall. The whole mall's watching and you're just like, sure.
Like the fucking mall, come on.
All right, I have a question.
Like the guys who do it at like sports games.
Oh my god, I was just gonna ask you that.
Shut up.
Like, I was just gonna say that. Dumb. I was gonna say, would you ever do it at a sports game? And Jess, if Denny had proposed to you like at his favorite, whatever, would you have said yes? Or would it have been like, this is fucking weird?
I just feel like unless the girl is super into the sports, but a lot of times the girls are super into sports to appease their men that are super into sports. Yeah. So like, don't make the proposal about you. Like, unless it's your thing. I don't know. There's some people like I have a couple that they did their engagement pictures at Shea Stadium because they love the Mets. Like, that's cool. That would have been cool. But for
I know a couple that like they met over their love of baseball.
That's cute.
And so like it makes sense that they would then get engaged at the stadium because like that's the shit. But
also like at
shit together. It, like what the fuck?
It depends because like at Yankee Stadium when they do proposals, everybody boos because they're just New York assholes. Everyone's like, no, say
no. I hate it here. I hate where we live.
That's
so fucking funny.
Wait,
back to the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Get off the field.
Everyone's booing and they're on like the big screen, you know, and it's so good. So that's like fun. But yeah, they're like, so yeah, I'm a Yankee fan. I definitely don't think I'd want to be there.
Wait, so, but Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got engaged like on a field, right? I don't know what sports field it was.
Yeah, there was nothing going on, right?
But like, it was an empty. But like, what is the meaning? Like, what is the reason?
Yeah, what's the reason? Just that I can do it.
Like that, I bought out the stadium. Yes. Like, yes. Bro.
Does Kanye have to have a reason to do anything?
I mean, yeah, because I was like, bro, this is corny. Like, this is Kim Kardashian. She wants like you to skydive it down to her. Like, she wants something fucking elaborate in an empty stadium.
Which, like, can I just say something about celebrities? This is why I hate celebrities. Like, Kim K's life is in the public. Everything she does, from her sex to everything, is in the public. Like, you can't have a private moment. Yeah. Like, you would just think she'd want that. Like, if you really love somebody, you'd want that to be between you two and not in, like, a huge empty stadium with, like, I don't know. It just seems so extra.
Like, when she's known for two things at that point.
Yeah.
Sex tape and being the person that was only married for 72 hours. It's like, you know what?
That's iconic.
Days.
Or was it 72 days?
Days, but it's okay. You had your moment. It was
just
days.
Like at that point, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And if you say yes, cool. If you don't, I'm Kanye.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just like, I feel like a moment that's really set up, that's really personable, that's romantic and blah, 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 but not. I don't know if I would love a public engagement. I don't know if I would like that.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Like, I do love those, like, you walk up and there's rose petals everywhere and it's, like, lit up, marry me, ? And, like, it's all real beautiful, right? But, like, with just me and you and a secret photographer.
Oh, wait. I have a secret photographer story for you. One of my friends that you know just got engaged and she was at a restaurant and they were outside dining. And she goes to her boyfriend. She goes, don't look now. But there's some like creep. And he's like staring at us and watching us.
Taking pictures.
Yeah, taking pictures. She called the photographer and he hadn't proposed yet. She was like scared. She was scared.
That's so funny.
Right? She's like, don't look over. This is what he's wearing. And then he like fucking panicked and just proposed because he was caught. Because he was so caught. Isn't that great? It's like, bro, be cool. All right. How about this one? This one's funny because she said, my fiance proposed to me 2 weeks after Valentine's Day. Mm. I mean, how mad are you on Valentine's Day? Like, you know you're expecting it. And then Valentine's Day comes and goes and you're like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is so shitty. At least make it like your engagement day.
Yeah.
Like, do anything.
You can't be that close to Valentine's Day unless it's before.
Also, don't ever do that for me.
No.
Anybody ever. Don't ever do that for me.
Although, I don't know if this is fake news or not, but is it true if you get engaged on a holiday that like you own
get
the,
to
ring?
Keep the ring?
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Is Valentine's Day like a real holiday?
Yes. I think it's Christmas, Valentine's Day, a birthday, anywhere where it would be a gift. But it has to be a legal holiday. It can't just be like some made up shit. You have to give it back. Well, technically, you're supposed to give it back if not.
My stepson proposed to me. He said, so will you be my stepmom? That's
like,
really sweet.
That's my favorite thing to ever happen. And I'm just like, yeah. So wait, I have a question. I have a serious question. Do you believe in getting engaged but don't ever plan on being married? Like for the commitment part, but not ever actually getting married?
Okay, honestly, because I have a friend that's going through this. Ever. And I just feel like you're turning it into a bigger thing. More people ask her, like, she wears the ring.
Yeah.
but there's no wedding. And she has to answer more fucking times than not what's going on.
Say,
explain
like,
the story.
I don't know.
No, because no, you got, I don't know. That's the thing. What do you have to explain now? Well, this is my history. I mean.
But then if you're with him for like 20 years and they're like, is he going to propose? You got to explain it anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So isn't it easier just to do the damn wedding?
No, it's small. No, because here's why. Oh, I don't think I'll ever get married again.
Hit me.
I don't think I'm ever going to get married again. I think I have such severe PTSD at this point that like, and somebody had asked me that I was dating. They were like, would you get married again? And I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. I said, would I get engaged again? Yes, because there's that commitment. There's that
Tracy,
moment that he wants.
30 years old. Like,
I don't see myself going through this again. I don't really.
Well,
really
let me
don't.
Ask you this. What about doing it? Like, if I could go back and do it, I had the big wedding. I'd love for something like super
no,
personal,
it's not the
intimate.
Wedding. It's not the wedding. It's the marriage.
It's the actual
I
marriage.
I fucking don't ever want to
like,
be
the
linked
D word
to anybody
scares you. I understand
again.
That.
I never want a piece of paper to rule yeah, my entire existence.
I get
again.
That.
So for somebody to be like, oh my God, you guys are engaged. Yeah, we're in love. We're so happy. But like, no, I'm not fucking getting married. Well, why are you engaged? Because he had his moment. He needed his moment. Like mm-hmm. This guy, like we dream of weddings. Oh, this is what I want for my wedding and blah, blah, blah. He dreams of like, well, this is how I'll propose to a girl one day. Mm-hmm. So why would I rid him of that and strip him of that moment just because I'm like, well, I don't plan on marrying you. But oh, yeah. Like, you're married. When you're engaged, you're fucking married. Like, okay, you're married. You're the piece of paper and like the whole everyone's watching you thing is just the topping of like everything. But that's the piece of paper that will either damage or like destroy your life.
Okay, so.
And here's why I'll never do it. Yeah.
I'm looking into my crystal ball. Mm. And I obviously to see where you're coming from because you just came out of a fucking wild divorce and nasty yeah. divorce. And so, yeah, of course, it's going to scare you. And, you know, the money, how much it costs the loan to get divorced is insane.
It's a luxury car.
Yeah, it's a luxury car.
Fuck
everybody. Down payment on a house?
Yes.
Yes.
A very expensive house.
So frustrating. So, yes, I hear you. I see you. But I do think if you eventually met somebody and you were engaged for a couple years that it would get like kind of how people say like, oh, you'll have another kid and you'll forget the trauma. Like it gets the load gets lighter.
But that's the problem is that I think some people were hoping that she would just like be like, well, I really love him, so I'll have his kid. No, she won't. And I gave up a whole ass man.
But that,
because, no,
so,
she won't.
But that's the other thing is that I feel like you have to be flexible also too. Like you're already taking kids off the table. You're gonna take marriage off the table. Like for someone who doesn't has neither, that's, you know, something to consider.
I know. And that's why I'm like, I have no interest in being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like I'll date and I'll like date a guy and like, you know, hang out and go out and blah, blah, blah. But like, will I allow myself to get that it's not even Corey at this point. It's the marriage to him. Yeah, that completely destroyed me. But then the relationship that came after Corey was my like tip topper. It was my cherry. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, fuck, like. I truly don't know if I'll ever be in like a hardcore serious because I don't see myself.
You like commitment.
I don't
You're
anymore.
A relationship girl.
I've changed a lot in this past year. I'm not even, yeah, I don't even know me anymore. I don't know who I am anymore. I've had like good guys who are like professing their fucking love and I'm just like, nah.
But you
nah.
also, you're so used to your life just like, there's law and order in your life and you're so used to things bouncing back. Like this is just a big life. It's like on Facebook when it's like life's big events. You were born. Holy shit. It's on Facebook. You were yeah. when you graduated high school. Oh my God. Like it's a huge life event. So you're going to need time to figure it out and rebound. And I'm so glad that you're not looking to settle down with anybody because that'd be after 10 years. That's insane.
No.
It'd be insane. I'd be like dragging you by your hair and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This you need to. Nuh-uh, and I've been saying
Jess
this.
Jess was the biggest advocate
yes,
for this
but
person.
But I've been saying this. But it, I was. But it's also like what you needed at that time. And at that time, you needed like comfort and extra loving and extra care. But I also think that Tracy needs to find herself and make herself happy first before a man makes her happy. Because her whole life, it's been the man that has determined her happiness and like proved her happiness and her worth. And I just think you're so fucking past that. You banged out 3 kids. Like you're an incredible person. You're beautiful. Like time to like that should lift you up. And when you're there, because you're working there, you know, then you'll have this open space in your life for him. I really, really believe that. And I think it'll be like a healthy solid relationship because you're not relying on him for like to fill this feeling about yourself because you're just so used to it. You've always had a guy in your life to fill that like hole. So
the answer to the engagement question is no.
the answer is that time because you're going to turn this around. You're going to feel better about life and yourself, and you're going to have the confidence to one day trust somebody because that's fiance equals trust, Tracy.
What is the word, Alan?
Fidare, which is
Latin. Got it.
So when that time comes, you might have a long engagement, but I do think one day you will marry somebody because you will find that trust in that person again, and it'll be like a different than what you felt in your 20s when you, no offense, I'm the mom right now. We're a child. You were. You're a fucking child getting married. If fucking Cecily tried to get married at 20, I would lock her up.
I didn't get married at 20. I got married at 25.
Lock her up.
24.
In New Jersey?
No, 25.
In New Jersey, that's like, it's a crime. In the South, it's normal. Here, it's
like, is that normal in the South?
Yeah, because Alan, I don't want to talk bad about your people, but it's a thing, right?
My people. It is certainly more common in the South, and I think it's largely like...
Encouraged?
Well, people in the South, like, still largely have that, like, old school, like, thought process in their head.
Yeah.
Of like, it's just marriage and kids and then that's it.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that, but like, that's not how modern day people work anymore.
What age is it like normal for in the South? The 25s?
I mean, there are a lot of people who like get out of
college,
high school, and marry their high school sweetheart.
Yeah, wow. There you go.
That's like a thing, huh?
Well, do you ever see like famous, I see this a lot with athletes because a lot of athletes, like football's big down South, right? Yeah,
and they all marry their high school girlfriends.
They all marry their high school girlfriends.
They're like, oh, they were with me before I was famous. Yeah, with the classic quote.
Mm-hmm.
Famous last words.
Here we go. How about this proposal? He proposed me at the top of the Las Vegas Eiffel Tower, but I'm afraid of heights.
There's a lot wrong here for me. It's like, I'll take you to Paris in Vegas.
I'll take you to Vegas, Paris. Then... they're not saying wee wee. They're saying like bling bling. Ka-ching.
And then she doesn't even like being up high.
Oh my
There's
God.
So much. Like, know your audience, bruh.
Know your audience. She's afraid of heights. Somebody, I gotta Google the Las Vegas. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Did we get any like on top of the Ferris wheel or anything like that? I feel like that's such a like old school thing.
Oh my God, the Las Vegas Eiffel Tower is terrifying. Oh my God, it's an actual Eiffel Tower.
Tower. That's why I'm like, I didn't take you to Paris Eiffel Tower, but I took you to Vegas.
Yeah, I feel like I couldn't tell that story to anybody.
I would just say I got engaged at the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, don't tell them where. Vegas. Enough. No location disclosure.
The Vegas Eiffel Tower, and she's afraid of heights. It's so good.
It's iconic.
You know what? Should we go to a commercial break?
I might.
Probably.
I might.
We're just having so much fun talking about engagements and the one.
You know when you're trying to call your friend and then your friend doesn't pick up because she doesn't want to talk to you, aka every time I try to call Jessica.
Fake news.
So every time I'm like trying to call her and she doesn't answer, I'm like, you know what? Forget her. Instead, I'm going to get her back and get another level on Best Fiends.
Oh, burn. Never again.
You're welcome.
Answering from now on. Is that how you're doing it?
That's what we're doing.
You're on like level 700 something. I hate you.
That's accurate. Well, because I have some free time, you know, when the kids are asleep. So good times, bad times, between times, they got you. Best Fiends is always there for you. In fact, it's almost too much fun to play. I've been playing for a while. Can't stop, won't stop, you know, our motto over here. There's thousands of levels. There's plenty more from where that came from. They have every day, they've got something new, exciting, cute new characters.
If you like solving puzzles, Best Fiends is for you.
100 million downloads, free to download. I mean, casual puzzle game. It's the best thing you need.
With Best Fiends, there's always something new to play that's adorable, collectible, little tiny characters. They just keep coming. It's hard to choose your favorite.
So download this 5-star rated puzzle game, Best Fiends, for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R.
Best Fiends.
Thank you.
Download the 5-star rated puzzle game, Best Fiends, free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the
R. Best Fiends.
Best Fiends. Ba, ba, ba.
Best Fiends. Fiends.
Let's talk about HelloFresh today. And what makes your life easier when you're doing all this work as a fiancé, right? You know, there's a lot of pressure being a fiancé.
There is a lot. They expect you to cook a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And cooking is not always easy unless you're doing it with HelloFresh. Because with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
The best thing about HelloFresh is that everything is pre-measured. So all the ingredients to make it is pre-measured for each dinner. They have so many different options. They have vegetarian, family style.
This is interesting. HelloFresh offers 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers to extra special gourmet options. Mm-hmm. There's something for everyone to enjoy with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Get better value. HelloFresh is 20% cheaper than going to the grocery store.
No, that's
why
crazy.
Would you not
And you're
just
saving
eat it?
Time because you don't have to pack up the kids, put them in the grocery store.
So based on the money alone, you know the good food's a bonus. Like, it's just done.
Yeah.
So go to HelloFresh.com/examples12 and use code examples12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Do I need to say it again?
Yes.
In fact, I do need to say it again
One
because
more
you're
time.
Clearly not listening.
Hit me with it again.
Go to HelloFresh.com/examples12 and use code examples12 for 12 free meals.
12 free meals.
Free for free shipping.
All right, guys, we've all made promises to ourselves, New Year's resolutions, wellness routines, all that shit. But none of it seems to stick because diet always, you know, starts on Monday, which Monday comes and goes and then we're over it. But this time we're going to begin next Monday because Made For will help you make a promise that you can actually keep.
If you've ever felt frustrated with setting goals that you don't achieve, it might be because you're working towards a fast solution instead of creating a sustainable behavior. Made For believes it's time to ditch quick fixes for success and start playing the long game.
Made For is a better way to create new habits that benefit your body and mind. And each month you will receive a kit with a 21-day challenge with one small action to do every day that you can easily integrate into your normal routine. No apps, no screens, no devices
Very
required.
Cool. Yeah. Made For uses neuroscience and positive psychology to support positive habits around gratitude, mental clarity, movement, and so much more.
Focus on one theme each month to help you achieve your fullest, happiest life over the next 10 months.
Ooh.
It's a wellness program that you only need to do once, so the results will last a lifetime with Made For.
Right now, Made For is offering our listeners 15% off your order with promo code BADEXAMPLES. Payment is flexible, and this promotion applies whether you do an intro box or the full program. Go to GetMadeFor.com and take control of your well-being and use promo code BADEXAMPLES for 15% off. That's GetMadeFor.com. Promo code bad examples.
Again, that's getmadefor.com. Promo code bad examples.
Engaged and not sure how to make your wedding happen? Sounds like an engagement story. Join 1 million couples who plan their weddings with Zola. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful by creating everything couples need all in one place. Wedding vendors save the dates and invitations, free websites, registry, and more. I love this because this was the most annoying part of wedding planning. It's like be scatterbrained, right? There's so much to do. And being able to have one place, and I actually know someone that uses this website, and it's nice. I can go on their website. Boom, there's their registry. Boom, there's their honeymoon. Boom, there's all the information I need. I don't need to text the bride asking a million questions. Zola's awesome. No brainer.
But why Zola? Why this over anything else? All vendors are pre-screened, so you can skip endless back and forth with vendors who are just not right for you guys.
Wow.
It's a clutter-free experience with zero ads and personalized recommendations based on your style, your budget, and everything else
and
that you like.
Budget's so important when you're planning your wedding. Like, what's the point of researching and going to your dream photographer if they're $2,000 over your budget? Ridiculous.
The best part about it is you create a free wedding website, the easiest way to share your details and updates with guests about your wedding.
Go to Zola.com/badexamples today and use promo code SAVE50. That's 50 to get 50% off your purchase of your Save the Dates. You can also get free personalized paper samples before you purchase. That's Zola.com/badexamples, promo code 50. This is awesome for all you guys that are engaged and telling us your engagement stories. Like, use Zola. All right, y'all, we're back. More engagement stories. Oh my God. All right. Proposed via drunken email. Hold on.
All right, goodbye.
Oh my God.
The answer is a no from me.
I told him when I saw him the following morning that he had said to me in person that if he had said that to me in person, I would have accepted a real proposal. He told me to play back the voicemail, walked into the other room and came back with my grandmother's ring and said, "It's official. Now, can you put it on your fat finger? How can someone resist that?"
I don't think I want to comment
on
this.
I just asked her for the voicemail. I want her to send it.
I don't think I want to hear this.
I just asked her to
put
send
it on your fat finger. I'm going to exit stage left for this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is an abusive relationship.
I left you a voicemail. That's not enough. What else do you want from me?
What would be your ultimate no from me? Proposal.
Oh my god, like something that he did.
Yeah, like what if Denny had proposed this way, you would have said no.
Whoa. I have to think about that.
Me
that's,
too.
That's a good question.
It's a good question, but I never thought
probably
about
calling
it.
My fingers fat would be a good start.
Well, that's an excellent beginning.
I mean, just like maybe the assumption would annoy me. Like if he just was just like here, like the nerves, like his nerves playing a part were like fun. So like yeah. I feel like if he was like
oh,
put on
assumed.
Your fat finger, bitch. Like,
yeah,
like I'd be
he just
like,
assumed you would say yeah.
Yeah. Or like, I'm doing you a favor.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. That would kind of annoy me. And I, you know what? I think a drunken proposal voicemail would probably not do it for me either. Oh my God.
I don't think I would ever want it to be like at a restaurant. I think I fucking hate that.
Yeah, I think I do too.
Restaurants have always felt weird to me.
Yes.
Of like,
it's not personal.
And then you have to sit and eat the rest of your dinner. It's like we should escape and go somewhere.
And do people really do like they do in the movies where they put it in like the wine glass and
no,
the girl like chokes on
it? If you put
it
in my cake, I'm going to fucking punch you in the face. Don't do that. And it's filthy and sticky and disgusting. I want no food proposals ever.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
A good or bad.
Long story short, he proposed while I was wearing an adult diaper.
Goodbye.
So I said, please tell me more. Oh, okay, this is going to be a hell of a story. You guys buckle up.
I'm sitting ready with a drink.
So basically, I had an IUD, which made my periods mm-hmm. a living hell. Mm-hmm. It was literally a month long Carrie movie times 10. That's disgusting.
I could have gone my whole life without knowing that detail. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Already the romance is a Carrie movie. So because I couldn't do tampons anymore, I came up with the clever idea to wear adult diapers. And I'm not going to lie. It was a game changer for me. I love you. This is the best person ever. Well, on this particular day in question, my fiance cleaned the house and had everything perfect. I thought nothing of it, thanked him, and went on my normal routine after work. My normal routine includes showering, changing into the diaper, putting on a t-shirt. I saw him behind me, but he said nothing and went into another room. He didn't even think to stop me. After I changed, I start talking to him about something, and he starts to give the speech about how he loves me and so on, and he proposes. I asked if he was serious a million times before I actually said yes. He said after he regretted not saying anything, but he didn't know without spilling the beans, so I put on a dress, FaceTimed, and called our parents and went to Chick-fil-A to celebrate. We tell people that he proposed after I changed into PJs. She was wearing a diaper and a t-shirt, and he proposed
I have no comment whatsoever.
But I mean, he loves her. Fact.
Fact. More than the finger, fat finger.
I mean, I had a C-section. I was wearing diapers and I was not trying to even look in my husband's eyes if we were in the same room, let alone have no pants on. Is he on his knee? Can he look up your diaper? Like,
I can't.
What's happening?
All I hear is Lisa Rinna.
Oh my gosh.
Spokesperson for adult diapers.
Amazing.
This is getting.
I like this. My friend wears an engagement ring to warm her finger until her boyfriend's ready.
That's so funny. I used to wear a fake engagement ring when I went out.
Now that's genius.
Because
to not be harassed.
Sick of being hit mm-hmm. on by creeps who, like, when I was like, I have a boyfriend, they'd be like, well, is he here? Well, would you like a husband? No. So now I put a ring on. And I would, every time I would go out, my friends would be like, you're really going to wear that? I'm like, yeah. And I really wore a wedding engagement ring everywhere I went.
I love that. I mean, I'm one sense, I'm like, oh, it's a game changer when you go out like dancing and guys are like creepy dancing up behind you. But then I'm like, are guys that, some of them are just dumb. They probably don't even notice that shit.
No, I always made sure to like flash it that it was like a big deal.
Yeah. Like, do you want any?
No,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm engaged. Thanks. You know, I had like, I was like 20 and had no boyfriend. I know.
Okay, here we go. This girl wrote, oh my God, I met my husband's mom for the first time after proposing right in front of her. That's weird. Would you want your mother-in-law at your proposal? Me thinks no.
No. Me thinks no.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Do you know what's weird? After having a real wedding, a real diamond, I don't even know if I would even require an actual diamond. I would rather spend the money on something else.
Yeah.
Like I would think I would want like my birthstone looks like a yellow diamond.
That's pretty.
And it looks like a yellow diamond, and I think I maybe even would want that. I don't even know if I'd want you to spend the money on it. Like, I'm just like so fucking over that whole shit.
So this is this girl's story. So when I met my husband, it was supposed to be a hit it and quit it.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Now I'm divorced.
We dated only 4 months before he proposed. Whoa. I'm one of those girls who hates being blindsided about where I'm going, who's going to be there and whatever. And it was supposed to be a white elephant Christmas party Eve with my coworkers. Nope.
What the fuck is a white elephant Christmas party?
You know, like where you give a gift and you like you exchange gifts and it's a surprise. Right, Alan? White elephant?
Yeah. I don't,
why do they call it that?
I've never heard of that.
I have no. It's called multiple different things.
I think I call it something else.
Yeah, I have no idea why it's called any of the things it is.
Like, is it Secret Santa?
No, not Secret Santa. It's, so, I mean, some people call it Yankee Swap.
Nope.
White elephant.
Oh, Secret Santa.
Yeah, no, Secret Santa is when you know who you're giving the gift to. Are you talking about the gift giving where, like, you bring a gift and then you pass it and they're like, oh, I want to steal your gift? And then you get theirs. Mm-hmm. I've played that, but I can't remember what I call it.
Have you seen the episode of The Office where
watch that show.
Oh my God, they all, there's like an iPod, so they're all trying to get the iPod. So this girl's story is amazing simply because this is how she ends it. Also would like to add, marriage is a trap. 10 out of 10 would not recommend.
Me. Who is she? What is her name? I want to be
her
friend.
That's how her engagement story ends. That's with amazing. Marriage is a trap.
Yes, I say that all the time. Don't do it.
Some of these stories, I'm shocked. My husband proposed while I was at a stop sign.
What?
That seems dangerous.
My anxiety would have been sky.
Got engaged in an escape room once we solved the mystery. That's kind of cool.
That's cool
creative.
If you're into that. I just would have had anxiety the whole time from not thinking I was going to escape on time.
She said she had no idea her husband was going to propose. It was a real surprise.
That's cute.
The plot was our friend was a scientist who was working on the secret project and he called us in the middle of the night to say people are after him and his work and we need to get to his house and help him. We need to keep his secret project safe. Then enter the room. It's been burglarized. Doors open. Everything's been tossed. Our friend has now been kidnapped and we have to find his secret project before they do. Eventually, after a few clues and mini fights, we found a secret door in the cupboard closet that led to his science lab. Beacons, burners everywhere, a huge periodic table on the wall, and a couple of scientific facts posted everywhere. This girl is unreal.
She's not out there writing books, then she has missed her calling.
A few more clues lead to a wooden chest that had a smaller chest than that one. I managed to get it open, and inside our friend's secret project, it was love potion. So I'm jumping up and down doing a little victory dance. We solve the puzzle. The guy is dead quiet behind me. I thought he said dead. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
So I turn around, like, why are you not excited about this? We solved the puzzle and he was on one knee and asking to marry me. And I obviously said yes.
Aw, I like that. I love the intense detail on it. Beacon burners everywhere.
Oh my God. Beacon burners everywhere.
Fucking science shit.
Whoa, what is this? Proposed to me at midnight, just us, super sweet. Then a week later, did it at a public zoo and ruined it. The zoo.
Wow, what
it's gotta
fucking
be a first.
Asshole. No, a zoo is another place.
You know, like
take
the smell, the smell of the zoo. Like every time you smell shit, you think of your engagement.
No.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. A zoo.
I'm trying to think of like a cute proposal I saw that I love. Well, I think honestly, my headspace now, like there has to be a proposal for kids. Like that's major, major.
Oh my God. Yes, they have to be included.
Daily blowjobs for that.
How about this? He threw donuts at me. When I finished looking at them, he was on a knee with a ring.
Where did these men come
from? I said, what do you mean he threw donuts? And she said, he threw a bag that had two donuts in it to distract me. I'm thick. What can I say?
I'm done. I am absolutely done. I'm done.
Did you see the proposal? I beg everybody to Google this. The girl's at an apple field. You know, apple picking proposals are super huge with social media. Apple picking became like fucking cool. Yeah. So they're at an apple farm. They're apple picking, whatever. He gets down on a knee to propose. And she goes, are you kidding me? And she takes the apple and she throws it at his head.
What?
And you hear it. Like, boom.
Why?
She threw a fucking apple at his head.
She didn't like him?
She was so surprised, but she like abused him in front of everybody. Can you please Google it right now? Google.
Yeah, I am.
Google girl proposal apple. Apple picking. Throws apple. Something like that. I mean, I think my husband would get up and leave. I think he'd be so mad. And everyone's
apple
recording.
Throw. Here it is. Oh my God.
Can
already?
You put the sound
just
on?
The still of it. Hold on.
So, in the middle of an apple orchard, but she thinks it's a joke. OMG. She just threw a half-eaten apple at his head.
It bounced off like I've never seen.
She threw it hard as hell, right? And then... then she tackles him onto the ground. Bro,
the whole
iconic.
Bad, right?
It got on Inside Edition. I'm dead.
And the guy's like, OMG.
OMG, she threw a happy an apple at his head.
The details.
Her, that girl that gave us details about the escape room needs to be an insider.
Yeah. Let's submit her story. I like this one. He proposed the Louboutin shoes, opened it up, and there was a black box with tissue paper. He screamed and cried. He was kneeling, asked me. Yeah, that's good. Shoes are a good proposal.
Great proposal. And if they're wedding-esque, she'll wear them on her day. It'll be cute. Yeah, like a nude pump or a crystal shoe. Yeah, very good. She'll wear it on her day.
Ooh, love that. How about this? Won a contest and got proposed to on the news. How does that work?
My friends did this.
You what?
Well, my friends had to win a diamond ring from this place where we lived, like the jewelry store. But you have to go through all these challenges, like a dance competition and whatever. They were like three or four challenges, and there were like five couples, and they ended up winning. And then she ended up being like, the ring is like really pretty. Obviously, we got a free diamond ring, but like I want to add to it, so like traded it in and got a different ring.
Wait, this was in Staten Island. This girl, it's not the same girl, is it?
Wait.
So what Staten Island has this thing called Race for the Ring. Is that what it was?
What are their names?
So I knew my husband was going to propose and was saving up, but I was like, this will be fun. Let's try. So we had to do a whole thing to get votes to fundraise. And at the end, an obstacle course, right before I'm doing math in my head, I'm like, holy shit, I'm getting engaged. My now husband's cleaning off his face, and lo and behold, the deal. We get the ring, and he proposes on the spot. The New York paper, the news, everything was covered.
Can I have their names, please?
Samantha?
No.
That's weird. You know, two people that raced for a ring, by the way. This is the best. Sorry, I was about four cocktails deep when I read this last night.
That's so funny. Yeah, that I think that's exactly what they did.
She goes, it was borderline embarrassing and endearing. I can YouTube my engagement.
Yeah. They put like pictures and updates on everything that they did.
How about this? When the time comes, I'd love to get proposed to while skydiving. What does that entail?
No.
Can you hear when you're skydiving?
Oh my God.
I don't think I'd ever want that.
Horrible. Yeah. Imagine he's got like $1,000 ring. Oh my God, I wish we had cameras set up today. The wind is blowing your cheeks back.
Your cheeks are you look like a pug in there. The wind. Your eyes are half shut in your goggles.
It's like, what'd you say? Will you marry me? Huh?
I'm pretty sure that's how, was it JWoww?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, they got engaged that way. They were skydiving, and when they landed, he proposed to her.
Oh.
I mean, they're no longer together, but.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How about this? Had to get my promise ring sawed off at the fire department after he proposed.
Wow.
So sawed she off. Pretty much said that she was allergic to the ring. She was allergic to the ring that she was wearing. It was silver.
Amazing.
And then when she tried to take it off, it wouldn't come off. So they went to fire department.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a nightmare.
A nightmare. And then you're there like, well, I got a better ring, so I'm trying to get this one off. Like, please help me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Wait, listen to this. Her boyfriend wrote in the sand, like, will you marry me on huge letters? And she was hungover and she didn't want to get up. So the ocean almost wiped away all his work. And she had just went out there in time. Imagine just being like, I'm not fucking getting up. I'm hungover. We're on vacation. And he's like, bitch, get by the window. Like. The fucking ocean's coming. It's gonna erase all my work. Oh my God. Amazing.
These are truly horror stories.
Yeah. Oh. See, like this stuff like this. Like he took me to the cutest bed and breakfast, and that night surprised me with a horse-drawn carriage with champagne, but it was freezing out because it was the middle of December in New Hampshire. I mean, must have been legit freezing. And like that's something that like in your head, you're like, this is gonna be so romantic. We got the horse-drawn carriage. And
not
you just
so much.
And all you want to do is go the fuck home because you're frozen, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, that's really sweet. They looked at Christmas lights. I like that. I would have liked to do that in my car. That would have been sweet. We went to Taco Bell.
Oh my God.
I feel like any engagement story that starts that way is going to be iconic. Nope. We went to Taco Bell for a cheap lunch date. I paid cash for the food. Their card reader wasn't working and he only had his card. Then they put change on my tray. He takes it and runs off. I think nothing of it. I go to the table and sit down. I turn to sit. And the next thing I know, he's on a knee with a plastic green ring. He says that he wanted to marry me for the longest time, but today put the cherry on top of the cake. I say it's just Taco Bell. He tells me basically he loves me, that we are equals in the relationship, that we share responsibilities, that I'm not the typical girl who wants everything done, paid for her. He puts my hand on his and places the ring without me saying yes or no. Then I make a joke saying, wait, did I just pay for my own engagement ring? A quarter. 2 years later, he actually does a real proposal with a real ring, but I still have the Taco Bell quarter ring. It's really sweet.
That's cute.
That's really cute.
Oh, I hated that, but okay.
No, it's cute. I would not wait 2 years. I mean, I'd be like, surprise, we're going to pick it up after this. Yeah. But I think it's cute in the moment.
That was like a spur of the moment. Like, yeah. He just is like, I love you so much that we have to do this.
Yeah, but I would never wait 2 years to have a ring and then tell people I was engaged without one.
It's also funny that he's like, we're equals. Like, you pay for my Taco Bell. That makes you an equal to me.
I'm done.
We were going on vacation in Georgia. We watched Vampire Diaries and they filmed in the Atlanta area. He scheduled a tour and planned it with a tour guide to ask me to marry him. I love it.
Wow.
That's in public. We could do that. We went through the whole tour and the last house on the tour was Elena's house. The tour guide had everyone go on the porch, take a picture. The two of us went to get a picture and he turned, got on his knee and pulled the ring out and asked me to marry him. Love, 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 love. Her favorite show, Vampire Diaries.
I would have been like, his audience.
Yes, Damon. I mean, Stefan. I mean, Travis.
This man understood the assignment.
He understood the assignment. Clap it up. Let's see. Oh, huh? My husband literally proposed with the calf. He had a calf?
A like an Allen
type of marriage? He had wrote on the ear tag.
Why is this an Allen type of marriage?
She assumes anything that has to do with a farm is in relation to you, which is the weirdest thing ever.
He wrote on the ear tag, will you marry me? And told me it something sound like show Alan me. At all. Oh my God. He blindfolded me, showed me the calf. I didn't notice at first, but he told me to read the ear tags and pulled out the rear. I mean, we still have the calf on the farm. That's kind of cute, but don't eat it anytime soon, please. Imagine it's like, should we eat our proposal calf tonight?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
It's so romantic. The other night we had our proposal calf.
On our anniversary. It's like when you save the cake and eat it the year later. So fucked up.
Could you imagine? He's like, tonight's really special. It's our 1 year anniversary.
You think we should kill the cow or no?
Oh my God. On the ear. It is something so horrible about that. But it's so
I don't
sweet.
Like that at all. I don't like it. It's freaking me out. Oh now that I know that they could have eaten the cow, I'm not okay with it.
Let me ask you a question. So there's this girl, her boyfriend proposed to her that she's been waiting all her life, and she hated the proposal to the point where she wants him
to re-propose.
Uh-huh.
No, that's corny.
Is that like
it's corny? It's fake? Needy. It's yes. Fake. It's corny. Sorry, but that's fucking corny. That's his moment to do it the way he wants. Otherwise, you fucking propose to him.
Uh-huh. Do you
what? How do you, first of all, if you have such a desire to have it done a certain way, you have to drop hints. You have friends for a reason. They will tell him this is the one she's always wanted. Please do it like this.
I really appreciate that. The fact that yes, that's a really if you are that passionate about it to the point where you're going to be upset about your proposal, you need to be like, this is how I want it done. Because by the way, at the end of the day, all of this is about a bigger picture, right? It's about you're supposed to love this person. Like,
this is crazy. That's like being like, oh my God, I love this man so much. All I want to do is get engaged. I hate the ring.
Yeah.
How do you hate a ring that somebody that represents you love so
your
much
love, yeah,
gave you?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, it's just too small. Well, then maybe that's all he could do. Then maybe you're not marrying the right guy because you need to find somebody with money.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Or
so this
worst,
girl legit like wants him to repropose, and I'm
I
just
don't
like,
support that. But you do what you got to do, boo.
My engagement story: funny, short, and simple. I was supposed to get engaged. Wait, what? June 6th at the Navy Pier. But my now husband was so nervous about everything that he couldn't wait. So I was proposed to earlier in his parents' living room while watching Eurotrip during the part in the movie where they're at the nude beach and the old men are running around and you just see a ton of wrinkled dicks. What in that moment makes you go, this is I'm doing it now. This is where... Tell me
I
your engagement story.
One day she'll love my wrinkled dick.
Yeah. See, Alan, that's good. Like, if he would have got down on a knee and said, like, I know one day you will love my wrinkled, shriveled up dick as much as you do now. Like, will you marry me?
Make
I would have been like,
aw. Make it a thing.
Aw. How do you tell people that story?
I don't
like any of it.
I mean, this one I think would annoy me. Tell me what you think. Our engagement was a weird one. Uh-huh. While we were eating dinner on Thanksgiving, his aunt was talking about chicken parm. They're Italian. Shocking. Next thing you know, he stands up and says, we're getting married in September. I ended up spitting my cake out and I was like, what the fuck did you just say? He definitely threw me off.
What? Yeah. No. He just announced they were getting married without asking her?
Asking her.
Done.
She said it only took 16 years, high school sweethearts. So the whole thing is a mess. It's a hot mess.
I don't like any of this.
Too long.
Throw the whole man away.
He did end up doing a real proposal, but I don't know. In front of my family, if Dennis stood up and was like, "We're getting married on this day," I'd be like,
I'd be like, "Who says who?"
Yeah.
who's the girl?
What a hard-o move.
Sure? Yeah, I don't like that at
all.
Does
he also order for you at restaurants?
Does he also chew your food before he feeds it to you?
Does he spit your food in your mouth like a bird?
Wash you with a fucking washcloth? Like, oh, I don't know. God. That's all real serial killer to me. I don't mean to shit on your engagement, but... This all seems really aggressive.
Oh my gosh. I
wish I could hear the second proposal, but I don't even know if I would have given him a chance to do it again at that point.
Right. Also, too, not just like we're getting married, but in September. Oh, yeah. Oh, you choose the month.
Who the fuck told that? Did I tell you I wanted to get married in September? Maybe I want a nice summer tan in July. Don't get married in August. It's too fucking hot.
How do you feel about promise rings?
I don't understand what they are. Here's a promise ring. I promise I won't cheat on you until we get engaged. Then I'll give you another ring.
I hate a promise ring.
I fucking hate it.
That's because of, like, growing up, what a promise ring meant.
Yeah. Like, was that like a chastity belt?
Exactly. It's like, well, so there were two kinds. Like, there was the promise ring you would get at church, which was you made a promise to God not to have sex before marriage, which, like... Sorry, God.
Whoops.
The minute I had an opportunity, I did that shit.
Yeah. Same. Alan, I get it. I don't like them either.
Yeah. The other thing was, like, I think why I don't like a promise ring is I got one for a girl that I had been dating. I guess you could call it a high school sweetheart. And then a month later, she broke up with me.
Ooh, woof. No promises made there.
And I got the ring back, but like I didn't really want the ring back.
Yeah, what are you doing with an old proposal ring?
Yeah, but what is the promise for? Like, at what age are you allowed to give a promise ring, and what is the promise for?
So for me, they were super popular when I was in high school. People wear those.
It was like, I promise to not cheat on you when we all go to college.
It was like, because, you know, in high school, you just think you're like, this is it. This is it. This is the love of my life. Like,
well, apparently
you're right.
For you.
Oh, my God. I feel like all my friends and their boyfriends, like, we're all walking around with promise rings like fucking losers.
It's super corny, but okay. Also super rich problems.
Oh, my God.
Rich town problems.
You didn't have this. You didn't. Nobody had.
No, we didn't fucking promise each other shit.
Oh my god. School. No. Yeah, it's. I'm
we were lucky if we
myself.
Made it to prom with the guy that we were dating in high school.
Oh my god, my father-in-law ruined the proposal. We were about to spend a week in Cabo just for fun. Myself, my now husband, and his family. I had no idea he even had a ring or was planning on proposing or anything soon. So my father-in-law can't keep a secret and starts saying things like, "All I'm going to say is you should pack a pretty dress because you'll be taking some important pictures one night." What is wrong with you?
What an idiot.
And you're just going to be so happy. I mean, that's not fun. Don't do that.
I can't. That sucks.
That sucks.
I kind of think that's hilarious.
Of course you do.
Wait, it's so obvious. I love that he says, like, one night. Like, this
one
is gonna
night,
be one
you're
going
to have to take some nice pictures. Wink, wink. You get my drift.
So she says, even though she ended up having a good proposal, but even though her father-in-law ruined the original Cabo plan, she had a different one, and now they go celebrate in Cabo. So that's kind of sweet.
Cute.
Yeah. I like that. That's nice. Maybe a vacation proposal that you could force him to take you every year to,
yes,
like, relive it.
Yes. I like a vacation proposal. I think those are cute.
All right. Hear me out.
Yeah.
It's a vacation proposal. He's taking you and your whole family to this island. You're in one of those fucking, like, huts on the sand. Mm-hmm. You wake up, the kids are like breakfast in bed, and they're like, "Mom, this is our daddy now."
Oh my god.
What the fuck? That just took the weirdest turn.
"This is our daddy, and we want you to make it official. And he wants you to marry him." And you're just like, "Wow, this is like a movie." Do you say yes?
Thanks, guys. No.
I'd be like, why, what?
Okay. Let me add that he's there too.
Okay.
He prepared the food by paying the waiter. And it's just so romantic. And it's just like your dream proposal. Does that change your views?
No.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. She's been scarred. She is scarred for life. She's scarred
like
for life. It's engagement
time. Kids, go to fuck asleep. Leave me alone. Thank you.
No, thank you, kids.
All right. We'll see when you're on a hut on an island. Mm-hmm. I loved your engagement stories.
Putting it in a hut on an island doesn't sound
romantic. No, it doesn't make it any
all.
More better.
Come on.
That sounds like your boat has crashed and someone has built
it's like
a
Gilligan.
Hut so you can survive.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Imagine being stuck on an island with your kids.
Nope.
The only survivors are you and your kids. You're just like, fuck.
Nope.
No babysitter survived.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Horrible.
No babysitter survived.
No, thank you.
I understand that now. Like, I really grasp how important that is to, you know, keep that person alive with you when you're abandoned on an island.
Well, love these stories. They were, some of them were sweet, funny. Some of them, I can't believe you're still married. But you know what? It just shows that engagements, maybe we shouldn't put too much pressure on them, because some people are just happy with simple ones. Some people just want to be in love. I don't know. I'm not sure what the right answer is, but I think Tracy said it best. Like, know who you're going after, and it really shouldn't go wrong. Just know
it. Your audience.
Know your audience.
We'll see you next Tuesday, baddies in love. Baddies in love.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
It made Beetlejuice.
The dog's going nuts.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Patreon baddies, we are here to thank you one more time. And we have some new baddies joining the fun, like Brittany Johnson
or
Brittany Dick.
Brittany Johnson or Jenny Johnson. Brittany, are they sisters? Whoa. Are they friends? Are they cousins?
The
I
Dicks.
Need more.
The Dick
the
sisters.
Dicks. Yeah, I'm loving that. I wish we could be the Dick sisters.
I know. Can we be?
Maybe.
Do you think that Instagram handle's taken? If
yeah.
not, can we?
The Dick sisters? The I'm Dick here for that. I'm here. Johnson. Yeah, Johnson that. Paula Tortolano.
Oh, that's good.
Tortolano. I really like that name. It's very, very fancy.
Erin Marti. I don't know why I said it like that.
Is it not Erin Maddie? Do we know that for a fact?
I don't know. I just know
it's
Erin
sure.
Marti.
I know someone named Erin Maddie, but we'll see if that's the same person. Elizabeth Fiola.
Very nice.
Very, not to be misconstrued with Ariola.
Only the Dick sisters would know that. Thank you, guys. Patreon.com/bad examples.
We love
you. We love you. And wow, it is Erin Maddie. Alan
something.
Just texted us.
Let me tell you something.
That's, you know what? That's, you know your fans, I know and them. I appreciate that shit. And that shit, you, this is why they love you. I love you. Mm-hmm. And this is why we're firing Baddie Daddy.
I pay his attention.
Just kidding, Alan. I love you. He goes, my phone keeps autocorrecting. How is it correcting? It's not correcting Ariola from Fariola. So I don't know. But thank you. Please join us on Patreon. We have so much new fun stuff coming, including video. Did we announce that yet officially? I don't know. But we're doing video only on Patreon and only on Patreon. Our new three-way calls with Trey and Jay. We love you guys.
Inside our normal phone calls, you guys get to eavesdrop with us. Three-way.
Three-way style. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
See you next Tuesday. Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.